There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Akos Jankura, the solution is actually
royalties from this.
What, you paid royalties for that?
Do. Akos wrote it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, really. He's the pipe section.
Yes. How you doing, Doug?
I'm well, Akos. Thank you for asking. John Cremins is here. How's he doing?
Hello, Doug.
He's
fantastic.
He's looking dapper.
He's looking dapper.
Yeah, we should see if he's got a...
What difference does it make? He's on the radio. Who cares whether it looks dapper or not?
You
could be there in
your
shorts.
Just tell by listening to my voice how great I am.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's
what's wrong with you?
When's the last time you went to church? How great thou art.
Thank you.
How great thou art. Okay. Our purpose and intention for being together at this time each week is to acknowledge the wonderful entrepreneurial spirit that we have in our country, the desire people have to be successful, to build a business. Now, you both are going to think I am a bit strange.
Sorry.
Wait, you're the guy wandering around the neighborhood in your underwear.
That was your neighborhood, not mine. I don't do that here.
I can't believe he left that softball up in the air.
We're Richie because that's where Richie had to go do something else. The essence of my neighborhood, because I'm on the farm and I'm 1,400 feet off of the road, nobody sees me when I walk around in my neighborhood.
That's why.
Yes, I thought it would be. Okay, so think about this for a moment, and then please, both of you, as I'm sure you will chime in on my philosophy here. And the reason I bring it about is because I was thinking of you two when I saw the latest story about Kim Kardashian, and I thought to myself, oh my God, not more blasé BS from these people who have no talent whatsoever. And then a light went on in my noggin, and I started to think about her as a professional entrepreneur. Here are the Kardashians, none of whom have any talent, at least outwardly, for doing anything except getting attention. Okay? I think pretty much everybody agrees with that. But then, when you look at the Kardashians, especially Kim, she represents what many people think might be right, including us. We're here to celebrate entrepreneurialism. We're here to celebrate people who invent. They make something out of nothing. And if anybody is an example of that, and I mean this seriously, I'm not being facetious. I may say some things from time to time about the Kardashians that are extraordinarily facetious. But look at what she's done. She's created jobs. She's created wealth. She's created entertainment for millions and millions of people. Her activities have raised awareness for issues ranging from female entrepreneurialism, substance abuse, gender identity problems, or not, depending on how you look at Bruce or Caitlyn Jenner. She's a smart businesswoman. She made $28 million last year. How many of us can say that? I can't. I don't know about Akos, but John, I'm figuring you can't either. So, in this circumstance...
It wasn't until he took that picture of his butt.
Everybody wants
to. I look at it this way, okay? I can't even praise her as an entrepreneur.
No.
And the reason being, anybody can get naked.
Yeah.
Anybody can have nude videos put out on the web and then literally become famous because of that. And then take nude images of yourself. And, oh, my goodness, we broke the internet. Put a nude picture of Kim Kardashian on there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Honestly, I don't call her an entrepreneur. I don't care how much money she makes.
Yeah.
I think she's tearing down the fabric of American society.
A moralistic society. Okay, well,
I don't want to be. I'm not going to be overly moralistic because I'm not. I do bad things too.
Really?
But I don't go that far.
Want to tell us about Akos?
No.
But apparently, I would, but you apparently don't drink.
So no, but you know what I mean. I look at her like, all she is a freak show.
Really?
That's all it is. Her, Kanye West, her husband, you know, that whole entire family.
Yeah, don't disagree with you.
It's a carnival.
But look at the jobs that have been created. Look at the money that's been created out of nothing.
Out of disgusting stuff.
Yeah, well, I suppose, but she sells different products that make money. So the question might be, who are we to judge what somebody does for a living? Well, I ask this only because I think it's good for conversation.
I'm going to make an opinion.
Go ahead.
I made a turn last week. I was in Australia.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this out loud, but you know, and I am very tolerant. I am a very tolerant guy. You could tell.
I think. Yeah.
I'm a little more left wing than I should be. Yeah. I'm tolerant.
Well, who says what it should be?
Well, But
from Canada, what the hell do you
expect? I've had enough. I was, and I'm very tolerant. Listen, I have friends. I have good friends.
You must have run into something really dramatic in Australia. I can hear something coming.
For example, I've got very good friends that are gay. I've got very good friends, like close friends, right?
Yeah.
I got rainbowed out last week. I am Kim Kardashian out. I am tired of what I believe the moral fiber of the country. I'm tired of the boundaries being pushed. I started disconnecting people from Facebook last week.
Really?
I had enough. I've enough. I am a Catholic. I am a God-fearing. I'm a God-loving human being, and I don't know where the boundaries are anymore, and it's being blurred for me.
Mm-hmm.
The way my parents raised me, the way I went to church every Sunday, those boundaries have suddenly gone.
Mm-hmm.
And honest to goodness, I actually have this very strong feeling, which I've never had. It took me this many years to get. I'm going to go back to church.
Really?
Because of
something that happened in Australia?
In Australia, it was even more wild than it was here in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I happened to be staying on a beautiful southern the Gold Coast. I was in Sydney, beautiful hotel, right on the water, right on with the surfing, right on, the most gorgeous part of the country.
Yep.
And it was even more. I want to say the word flamboyant, but even more
in your face,
outrageous and in my face. And mm-hmm. I for the first time in 30 years,
really?
it caught me.
See,
and I just said, someone has to stand up and say, listen, I am a heterosexual, God-fearing, family-loving human being.
And that doesn't make me bad.
And it doesn't
I don't think it does. And that's the problem with that movement. It makes people who don't agree. Some in that movement make people who are not in agreement with that and don't support 100% the bad guys. It's kind of the same stage that those who are racists, or those who would call others racists who are racist themselves. It's just this more focus on how we are separate rather than how we are all together. And I think that may be the problem. It's interesting you said that, because John and I probably have more of the same collective spirit in terms of our political leanings than perhaps you. But I give that to where you came from more than anything else, and that's not a criticism. I'm happening at this moment in time, though, to probably being laissez-faire, somebody who grew up and had a very strident political age. I was very active politically when I was in my teens and 20s, and then I just sort of I dropped out of a lot of things. I dropped out of religion. I dropped out of politics. I dropped out of a lot of the things that were not necessary to my life, my survival, my businesses, and the sort of things I was doing in my 30s and 40s. But I would tell you today, I have a different attitude toward what you're suggesting, all these different lifestyles, because I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't hurt me, and I feel if somebody's doing something that may be good for two people, four people, eight people, whatever, that it's none of my business as long as they don't hurt me. But when you get to the point, and you've said this pretty well, Akos, where they so get in your face with it, it gives you cause to think again. Okay, just leave me alone. I'm okay with you doing whatever you want to do. Just leave me alone. Don't let it affect me in my life. There are more important things to do. But they don't. They do what, and the news media does the preferential pushing here comes from the exaggeration that gets presented to everybody in the name of news, when in fact isn't news. It's conjecture, it's opinion, it's all of this stuff, and back again to being in your face. And so the really important issues of the day get washed aside by this sort of stuff, and it becomes inane. And annoying.
You talk about her being an entrepreneur and making money and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, thanks for getting smart.
But off garbage. I mean,
it's true. It is off garbage.
It's not helping society. I mean, I don't see Kim Kardashian helping my life at all.
No,
and probably most Americans, but helping to take our children right down a pretty disgusting path.
Well, you see,
because I don't want my kids to I can make millions of dollars just by taking my clothes off or showing my butt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not life. So that's not real life.
So where does it go? Like, how far does it go? How does it So if we measure, we just take a quick step back and say, okay, where was the measuring point here? Where was the measuring point there? Like, where does it end up?
I don't think at the end of Rome.
Well, you look at the way things are changing, and I'm not sure that this is. There are a lot of perversions in the history of mankind is full of perversion, but the notoriety that came from it was localized, and now because of the technology, because of all the things that are at our disposal, everybody knows everything about everybody in seconds. And things, look at this hacking of the 21 million, 22 million people, government-related requests, information, people work to the government, all that stuff. You know, what are you going to do with all that information, and how does it change? How do you protect yourself? That's just one example of us being slaves to all of this technology that some praise. I don't. I find myself appalled. So to the same extent that you two guys are appalled by the reality that you've just described, I look at the technology which brings about the sorts of concerns that you have. If it weren't for technology, we wouldn't have the concerns that we do, because we wouldn't know what Kim Kardashian's butt looked like. We wouldn't know what she looks like.
There wouldn't be a video camera. There wouldn't be the internet.
Right. So it goes in several different directions. Anyway, this is My Cool Inventions. That's very stimulating. And I did bring it up because I figured it would stimulate conversation, but I also thought that it was worth talking about entrepreneurialism. I'm going to relay to you in a few minutes a Shark Tank episode that sort of gets me back around to focusing on what we're doing here, trying to find the best inventors. We have two great inventor pitches for you later in this hour, so you can hear what has gone on, and then we'll get a report from John as to who's done what so far, and you'll know how, if you step up to the plate, you may get great rewards from being involved with your invention at MyCoolInventions.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share. carrier, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Akar Sankara, John Creamins, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio, getting you back into the focus. Akar's back from Australia. You just came back from Charleston as well. You were at the...
Charleston. I love Charleston.
Yeah, why?
I love Charleston.
John, this is John time. You went to Charleston, right in the heart of the controversy about the flag.
Well, yeah, actually, get the... Okay, so Doug, yeah, that's actually good. So I started my trip. I got there 2 minutes after the F-16 slaughtered the Cessna.
Crashed into the small plane, yeah.
That was about 2 minutes from when I hit the airport. That was just happening north of me.
Ah,
right?
Neat, yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, they tried to take me out. Because they heard I was doing a prop job.
Uh-huh.
But I got there, I had a chance to talk to the Charleston Inventors Association. I was hosted by a man, Mark Ryland, who I've known in this business for a long time. He's always been an advocate for inventors. He's got a great blog that has, just really good, concise information for inventors.
Advocate for the show.
A big advocate. Stayed in a home that he has on one of the islands offshore. And it's actually an island that, and I slept in a bed that George W. Bush had slept in about before he became president.
Really?
Yeah. It's just history of the house.
Fun.
But it kind of, something different.
Right. So you were there where there was that. Both of you guys have been traveling the last week or so.
The inventors were so cool. Really? Doug, I've never had, that kind of reaction. There were so many questions. They were really inquisitive. It was all about innovation, invention, mm-hmm. and the tie-in to the home shopping industry. About us, with My Cool Inventions Radio, what we do here, both Akos and myself. And they were so receptive and so inquisitive. I've never had an audience like that. And we've talked to a bunch of invention clubs, and we love to do it. If there's an invention club right now that wants Acos and myself to come to their club meeting, we'd love to do it. It's a whole different, because you're talking to them on a personal level, right? It's not just because you have them on the radio and you're talking to them. You know, you're talking to them face to face.
Yeah.
So a lot of them brought their invention. They had their ideas with them. They wanted to tell me about. I love seeing that. I think that's the personal stuff I'm in all.
All right. Speaking of that, a lady that you two gentlemen have not met. You're familiar with Jennifer. You've been on the air with some of the other folks that have participated in this program, but you've never met the woman who's actually been on this program longer than anybody else except our movie guy. Roberta Fasinelli was off on hiatus for about 6 months while we get this thing really cranked up, but she is back with us, and she's fascinating. We're just talking off the air about the concept for this, because Roberta is in her own right quite a successful entrepreneur, but she's been a radio person like I have for a long, long time, and so I thought I would put you together, just because it's good conversation, and Roberta's got fascinating stories to tell. And let's face it, this is all about stories, different kinds of stories, different kinds of work, that sort of thing. So as we listen, Roberta, I don't think you're a big home shopping fan, though. Have you ever bought anything from HSN or QVC?
I worked actually with someone who was doing some stuff on Home Shopping Network at one time.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Who's that, Roberta?
Debbie Nigro?
Debbie Nigro.
Oh, Debbie, that's right, too.
Debbie Nigro. Why does that name sound really, really,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, Debbie's
really
a radio. Yeah. Yeah, right. She's been around.
A radio person, TV person. Yeah. I was doing a lot of her producing at one time, both the radio and TV.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Right. Yeah.
And she had a clothing line, but many, many, many moons ago. Many, many moons
well,
ago.
Well, that would have been my many moons. I mean, I was there for, 26 years.
Yeah,
right?
You'd have known her.
The story of John is that he was on all these really good quality home shopping networks, sold $2 billion worth of product in his time on the air.
One of the longest lasting guys. I mean, a gray-haired dude. I was one of the only gray-haired dudes until Acos, you know, got on the scene.
Yeah, but Acos is younger than you are.
No.
Isn't he?
He's my dad. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
A couple years older.
He's a couple years older.
You are older than John?
A couple years older
than you. Well, he goes in age. It goes from you to Acos to me.
Wow.
Roberta's in there. Probably above Acos in some relative comparison.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You just actually talked about a woman's age.
I know. That's
like, no. Okay. No.
All right. Coming up, two inventors' pitches. You'll love these pitches, Roberta, when you hear them. Just a few moments away here on My Cool Inventions. Part of Good Day.
You call your buddy for a jump, but when your car battery dies and your phone battery dies, well, you're pretty much hosed. Good thing Napa has the Blue Fuel Jump Starter and portable power supply for only $89. It's all the portable power you need to power your powered things. And with $50 off, it's just $89. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. What would you do if a drunk driver ran to your car while you were sitting in it and then just drove away without stopping? Many of us would probably call 911, and then if we could, follow the driver to get the number on his license plate. That's exactly what a woman in Portland, Oregon did after she was hit late one night. But as she was following the car, the drunk driver ran a stop sign and hit another car being driven by someone else who was also legally drunk, and a passenger in that car later died of his injuries. Now, the family of the person who died is suing not only the drunk driver who hit him, but also two bars that served the drunk driver alcohol that night, and the first driver who was hit. Why? Well, they claim the first driver shouldn't have followed the drunk driver after she was hit. Let's be fair, this is a tragic story, but the first driver who was hit was actually the only sober driver of all of them, and she didn't do anything illegal. Now, she's being victimized again by the justice system. Find out more. Visit our website.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The hour. This is cool. It's My Cool Inventions Radio on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, getting to know Akos Jankura, who's known as the solutionist. Roberta, for people who don't know Akos, Roberta said, tell me all you can about these guys. Well, Akos has been an inventor and entrepreneur himself, and that's how he got started pitching things on these networks, and has now made a career out of finding people who have great ideas, bringing them to the surface. Everybody makes money, and he travels around the world, goes to Europe about once, twice a month, and actually, because Roberta is so Italian, Akos, how successful are you with your... I get a kick out of him telling us he's going to Italy to sell his stuff. Well, he doesn't speak Italian, so how do you sell your stuff?
So they put an interpreter in my ear, so I have an IFB, which is the little microphone in your ear, and an interpreter interprets the host live, interprets me live to the audience. They take my sound, they take my sound, and they drop the mic. They don't want to take it away because the enthusiasm and the pitch is there.
Right.
Except they can hear the enthusiasm, and I'm a very visual presenter, so
use your hands a lot, right?
You don't have to actually hear me at all. And in fact, I believe that is the success in live shopping. I was just in Australia, and they don't get this. And John and I were talking about they might hire John to go in and train their hosts because what happens is they don't get it. They think it's a talk show, and people watching live shopping don't. It's not a talk show. They watch it with the volume down. So yeah. You should be able to sell with no volume at all, and that's the attitude I take. And
when your demonstrations are such wild demonstrations that you don't have to hear them to see that it's a good thing or it's a cool thing.
That's fascinating. It really is.
So that's how they do it, and they interpret so fast. It's like the UN that they have interpreters that it's crazy. I mean, I'm really impressed how quickly. Like, there's hardly any delay, hardly a miss of a beat, really.
What are you selling in Italy?
I sell cleaning, all kinds of stuff. John and I probably have 30, 40 live SKUs in shopping, but in Italy, all kinds of things. Cleaning products, laundry products, gadgets, household gadgets, storage products, security
things you
products.
Can't find on the shelves in the hardware store or the regular market. These things are really creative, and that's what makes them, I suppose, that's what makes them such great specialty products on these kind of TV networks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, especially in Italy, because you really don't have, multi-item stores like a Walmart or a Kmart in Italy. You know, it's either small markets or, you know, the people who come twice a week to your town and they're selling very limited stuff. So I can see where you have a very big market in Italy.
So the Italian challenge is a very big challenge, is that it's cowboys and Indians, no regulation.
Yep.
So what's happened is television has been ripping off consumers for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad rip-offs. They would take their money, never ship anything. They would focus what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And QVC went in and said, we're going to change it. We were going to set the standard. We will, which is very interesting. Because
regain trust.
Really, they get trust, and they're really swimming uphill. They really are swimming uphill. And the other thing is very different in Italy than any other country, and this is crazy fact. Italians don't return anything.
Really?
It's against their culture. They do not return anything. In fact, stores don't take returns. The CEO of QVC Italy told me a story when he first went there. He had a printer that wasn't quite right, and he wanted to return it for another printer. And the store, when he went back, was a big electronics chain. They didn't know how to handle the return. They just didn't do it.
Really?
And no one returns it. And
wow, that's fascinating.
Rate, and they tell the customer, QVC, when they send a parcel to a customer, an HSN too, this is crazy. When you open your parcel from HSN or QVC, inside the parcel, the first thing you see is the return label.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, if for any reason you don't like this, take this label, slap it on the box, and send it back at our expense.
Yeah, that's it.
And what's the return rate? Have you found that people actually do that?
Oh, my goodness. So each country is different. And HSN, I have HSN experience. And HSN, my product returns about 4 to 10%, depending on what it is. And it's just normal. I mean, people change their mind. They look at their bill and they go, oh, my goodness, how much did I buy? A bunch of stuff goes back. You know, people don't, you know, and it's a trust. When it comes to fashion, the number's higher. When we were doing Abra, I bet you the return rate's 30, 40%.
I explained to Roberta what the Abra is.
Oh, I know what the Abra is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was my project. Yeah. We shopped that infomercial. We rolled that product out. And for example, people there would buy two or three different sizes and then return what didn't fit them. They'd keep what they fit them. So basically, the fitting room was in your house.
Well, the standardized sizing, they just didn't really strive to do standardized sizing.
Right.
Because their returns at one point were up to 60%.
Oh. Right.
It was ungodly. Yeah. I mean, so you're selling fashion over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And so basically what they did, they tried to standardize all the sizes, but now they've got all these new designers, and they're all bringing in their own sizes again.
Yeah.
So that becomes even more difficult because, you know, if you're shopping from television, you don't get a chance to put it on. You don't get a chance to put it on until you get it at your house.
Right.
Right.
So it's standardizing a size is great, but sometimes it doesn't work if you don't follow your own rules.
And as an inventor side, if you're selling product like that, you know you end up with the return.
Mm-hmm.
So the vendor, it's return to vendor. They don't burn it, throw it away. They just send it back to you for full credit. So you have to sort of, when you're an inventor dealing with this, you have to also ask yourself the question, what is the return policy? What is going to happen if my product starts coming back?
it's not a good scenario.
It's for success. You've got to build it into the margin. You've got to do, you got to do stuff.
Yeah.
Depends on how is it built. Do you get the money as soon as the order happens, or do you get it shipped?
It's a standard store. People, that's a very good question. Everybody asks me that question. HSN's a store. It's not legal in this country to sell something you don't own. Mm-hmm. So it's not, so what happens is HSN takes possession of it just like any other store. In my case, my terms are 45 days. So when I ship it to HSN and when I invoice them, they'll give me the money 45 days later. And what happens is any returns and all that kind of stuff comes off those bills as it moves forward. So they buy it and sell it just like a store would. And the vendor is buying and selling it just like you sell it to HSN just like you would any other retailer.
Wow. So that's fascinating how that works.
People don't realize that, but that's really how it works.
All right. So now let's move ahead here. Another way you can participate and help us, Roberta, is to listen to these pitches. So during the course of the week, ACOS, give us 60 seconds on how people go to mycoolinventions.com. They have their product or their idea vetted by you and others who are there who have expertise in this area. And then we come up with a list of four or five people every week who will go on to the radio and they'll pitch their product. And then on Friday, we take the best, these pitches during the week, and then sort of go through them one more time, because I want there to be more exposure through this program of what these people are doing. And then after that, what are they vying for, ACOS?
Well, so what happens is we vet them, and the winners end up on HSN. In fact, they end up in prime time. And what's really different for our program than anybody else's program is that, like, QVC has a program called Sprouts, which is an inventor thing, but they only put you on .com. They buy 50 units, and you have to go through all kinds of hoops before anybody actually gets any real airtime. HSN, when they partnered with us, when they sponsored us, they're putting us in their best show of the week, which is Monday night, the Monday night show with Adam Freeman. They're expanding that show from 7 to 9 right now. They're expanding, and if you watch Monday, this coming Monday, I'll be on. And then they're expanding from 8 to 9 in 1 week every month. That 8 to 9 is a My Cool Inventions hour. It's totally sponsored. The invention ends up there. And what really matters there is that they buy, we just got our first order. We're just getting the first inventions, September 7th, the first Monday.
Yeah, September, yep.
First Monday in September is our first timer up. And the orders are like 5,000, 3,000, 4,000, right? So the inventor suddenly has a real order, like a real serious retail order. And if we go up there and sell it well, they'll get a reorder. Like one of the successful inventors that we've had is the plug-in safe. We went from 750 units in May or March or something. Then it went to 2,000. Then another order for 2,000. Another order for 2,500. We just shipped that. And we got for August a 3,500 unit order. For October, a 10,000 unit order. And I'm having breakfast with the buyer to discuss a 50,000 unit order for December.
What is this product?
That's that security product. You can see it on my
card that you have.
This is the wall thing that measures your doors and windows. And if anybody touches a door or window, the lights come on. It's phenomenal invention. You can see it's on My Cool Gadgets. Look up the activator. You can see it there.
But, so you get the gist of this.
But there's the gist. There's the volume that Inventor can do in a successful program. And that's not nothing.
Yeah. We're going to pause for a moment. We're going to have this week's two Inventor pitches. It was a short week because of July 4th. We have Robert Cullison, who has the Ratchet Helper, and Paul Sadowski has the Flip for It. We'll get quick descriptions, and then we'll listen to the pitches, and we'll figure out what we like about them. As the time is tight here, it's 43 half the hour on Good Day with My Cool Inventions.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Off relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/20/15 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value. Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Know-how!
If an overflowing trash can or decorative mailbox have felt the wrath of your rear bumper, it's time to pick up the Peak Wireless Backup Camera now at NAPA for only $79. Not only is it half off the regular price, it's easy to install, which is more than we can say for a new mailbox. The Peak Wireless Backup Camera, just $79. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Here we are at 14 before the hour, 46 after. Two pitches, Akos Jankura and John Kremens from My Cool Inventions Radio. Roberta Fasanelli and Doug Steffen here. We have two inventors. The pitch first from Robert Cullison. What can you give us in the thumbnail sketch here about this, John?
The ratchet helper is actually a ratchet multiplier, meaning that if you have a hard time taking off a lug nut or a bolt or a screw, and you're having a hard time doing it and you try to ratchet, it's okay, but this will multiply the force by five
times.
So
it's torque.
Ooh.
It adds torque to it. All right. So let's listen to the pitch and figure out what we think about Mr. Cullison and his enhancement of the regular ratchet wrench.
The ratchet helper is the best new tool in years. It's a 5-to-1 power increaser and a 5-to-1 speed increaser in one tool. Break them loose, flip it over, and zip them out. No one else does that. Ratchet helpers have to drive in and out. No one else does that. People have half-inch drive sockets, priced under $70, and no one does that either. Removes tough bolts and nuts like lug nuts with ease, and it's perfect for the family car. Or shop, farmers, factories, 4x, hot rods, the list doesn't stop. Stack 2 for 25-to-1 power, up to 500 foot-pounds. More torque than a stock V8 engine. It's about the same as a 5-foot pipe, but a pipe can't be used as a speed wrench, and it doesn't fit in a toolbox. Ratchet Helper does. Don't break your expensive ratchets. With Ratchet Helper, the ratchet is on the low torque side, saving your tool. And with our low price, you can't afford not to have one. Go to RatchetHelper.com or eBay, also MyCoolGadgets.com, and vote thumbs up for Ratchet Helper and help me get this in America's hands. That's RatchetHelper.com.
All right. So what is he didn't say what the price was. What's the price?
$59.99.
Uh-huh. What do you think? This is perfect for me. I'd buy one of these in a second.
Yeah, I think
at that price.
He laid out the problem, gave us a solution. I liked his energy. I gave him a thumbs up, personally.
Yeah.
And as far as the audience went this week, 99%.
So what did you think of it, Roberta? And this is not a tool. Well, this is a sexist remark. It's not a tool for a woman. That's a silly statement.
Excuse me. I do hands-on construction work.
There you go.
You seem to forget
I apologize, Roberta, for production.
Yes, you should have.
She knows me a whole lot better than you guys do.
My question was, does this adapt to any size, or is it just one size?
Quarter inch, half inch, what's the ratchet size?
It's a standard. Quarter inch. It'll fit a standard ratchet.
Quarter inch, probably. Okay.
That was my question.
All right, that was good, 99%. All right, next person is Paul Sadowski. What's the flip for it, John?
The flip for it is actually, it's a picture frame that has pictures that you can flip, meaning that you can have like a photo book, and instead of having it just on your coffee table, you can put it on your refrigerator, you can put it on a wall, and I've seen it looked at, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Listen to his pitch, and then we can.
All right, here's the pitch.
Have you ever seen a table, a wall, or a refrigerator packed with pictures, magnets, and notes? We did, and it didn't make sense to clutter that space. My wife and I created Flipboard to put an end to that clutter. Flipboard is a frame display album that can be attached to a refrigerator, a door, a file cabinet, or even pictures on a desk or a table. We integrated the magnets in each page with our patented design to keep pages neatly in place because Flipboard is made to display memories vertically. We have strong magnets in the frame to keep the whole display in place on a metal surface, so you can easily pass it around. leave notes on it. The pages can even be used as a dry erase board. We made the pages 8.5 inches to make sure the most basic printers could print pages to fit. You don't have to print pages. You can fold or trim standard paper and tape pictures to it. If you order yours today at $19.95 at picturepagesllc.com, and make sure to go to michaelinventions.com.
All right. For me. How much is this?
$19.99.
Hmm. All right,
Wise is not bad, at least for me. Well, what do you think, Agos?
I think the price is fantastic, but I'm just a little worried about the category.
It's a great idea.
What about you, Roberto? What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of trouble visualizing it, though. How does this actually look?
It's got a black, like a black picture frame. It's magnetic on the back, so it's metal, and actually can be magnetized to go on a refrigerator, right? But then it's like having a picture book that's on your wall.
But the
magnets are good for it, and then the magnets are on the pages too. So the pages aren't just kind of flipping out like you'd expect a book on a wall. Imagine that what it would look like. So I mean, these magnets hold the pages together, so you can flip it. He made it because he got divorced. His kids would come over. They want to see their mom. All that stuff was gone. Yeah. So he did a book so they could.
What did he get for a reading?
He actually got 100%.
Really?
I think the social media plan.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Akos and John and Roberto on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time now, 53 after the hour, our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. But we bring him on to review some of the issues that have legal connotations and or connections on our list of the talkers top 10 for this past week. Top 10 top topics, illegal immigration with a focus on these sanctuary cities. This has become, as the week went on, more and more of a focus because of that shootout. The fellow who'd been deported 5 times, Steve, he picks up a gun that came from an FBI. I mean, the whole thing is so doggone bizarre. But the focus on San Francisco as a place where these people can go and feel safe, I think, is what created most of the stir, right?
Yeah, because there are a number of cities like San Francisco that have their own city regulations that do not allow cooperation with the immigration officials, and frankly, the law enforcement there had to follow the city rules. However, you know, the reasoning behind it is understandable in the sense that you don't want members of immigrant and minority communities to feel that the police aren't on their side, and it isn't really the job of the local police to be policing immigration policy. On the other hand, this is just absurd where some kind of cooperation for violent criminals like this could have possibly even prevented this murder. So there's got to be a review of this sanctuary law. It doesn't pass the smell test.
It's just unhealthy all the way around, it would seem. Okay, another item from the list, the rising cost of health care and the aspects of the Supreme Court ruling. Is the challenge put forth the last time around, is it finished? And then, if that's the case, how in the world is it going to be justifiable when you look at the increase, some of them 40-50% in health care costs next year? There's got to be a challenge to that somehow, Steve.
Well, there will be, but it's not the fault necessarily of the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is now here. The last challenge before the Supreme Court really was their last and best shot at it. So now you're going to have to make some changes in the laws, but it's not going to be done by the courts. Frankly, fraud in the medical system and Medicare fraud in particular is a huge, huge issue, which would bring down the cost for everyone, and it hasn't been fought sufficiently. The laws haven't been enforced enough, but there's also just so much waste in this system that's really where the emphasis should be. And the companies, they don't seem to care. They just keep raising the rates.
Well, it's exactly the same proposition as the Defense Department. And now that tax dollars are going into the medical system, it would seem to me that we ought to be not just protesting, but there ought to be some legal action for the waste, fraud, and corruption that is so much a part of government spending. You know, the Government Accounting Office says instead of spending $700 billion for the Defense Department, we'd get exactly the same services if you eliminate the waste and the fraud and the corruption if we spent $460 billion. So that's telling you that there's $240 billion worth of waste in the Defense Department, so that if you spread it around, it's easy to conjecture a number of $1 trillion a year being wasted.
And it's worse in the healthcare system. It is far worse, and you know, really, that's where the emphasis could be. Healthcare could be made affordable. You know, unfortunately, it's not the kind of thing where we as citizens can bring an action. Although there's an old, interesting law called the writ of mandamus, and what that is citizens have a right to petition that certain public officials are not doing their job, and one could argue that the Justice Department and the Department of Health and Human Services are not enforcing the laws to reduce and eliminate this waste. So, you know, maybe you do have something there.
Yep. All right, final focus on the Redskins losing their trademark. How the heck can that judge decide that, and what's the outcome?
Well, you know, I think it's going to hold this time. The first time the Supreme Court on a technicality dismissed the lawsuit brought by some Native Americans. Here, the Patent and Trademark Board had ruled that the trademark of the Redskins was not to be allowed to be continued because it disparaged a group.
Regulation. Who are they to figure that out? Or to decide that?
There are sufficient studies. I mean, it's like you wouldn't have a group, a team called the N-Words or something like that, although we do have the Vancouver Canucks, we did have the Vancouver Canucks. Right. But I think this decision is going to stand. This is the judge. They'll appeal from here, but I do think it will stand.
Pretty outrageous. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, Scamicide.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.